This is the Cleveland Browns Report, delivered exclusively on ClevelandBrowns.com and the Browns Media Network.
Hello and welcome to the Cleveland Browns Report. I'm Jameer Howerton, joined by offensive lineman Mitchell Schwartz. Mitchell, thank you for taking time out. How you doing?
I'm doing very well. How are you?
I'm doing great. Happy holidays to you. How was your holidays?
It was good. It was good. Nice to get a little time away. Family's back at home, but I was able to talk to them and enjoy the time off.
A little time away because you got to get ready for the Pittsburgh Steelers. And before we talk about the Steelers, let's look back at the Denver Broncos. What did you take away from going against that pass rush?
I mean, they're obviously two of the better guys in the league, if not the best. A lot of teams maybe have one guy, and Von Miller's pretty special himself, but Dumervil's no slouch over there. He's a Pro Bowler himself multiple years now. So they got two guys, no matter who you're lined up against. You got a big day coming at you. And I think it's just taking each play as its own. It's not getting caught up in the hype and not getting caught up in it. A lot of their game is trying to get up on you with Peyton Manning, obviously, trying to get ahead, and then they can kind of pin their ears back and get the pass rush going, and, they're really effective at it. So I think it's just taking each play as it comes and trying to play it out.
And this week for the season finale, you face another pass rush. How much do you think going against the Broncos last week will help you guys as you prepare for the Pittsburgh Steelers?
I think it definitely helps. They're a little bit different. The Steelers are a little more power-oriented. At least, when you look at Von Miller, he's really fast. He's really quick. He's more of a speed guy, and he's one of the bigger athletic freaks in the NFL, so you're not going to see too many like him no matter who you're playing. With Pittsburgh, you know about them. They're strong, they're physical, they run their defense really well. And it's something that you just got to prepare for. You know what you're facing. Got to get a good game plan for it.
Last time around, you didn't see Troy Polamalu, but you're facing him this coming Sunday. What have you seen from this guy when you watch him on film?
He's just a difference maker. I mean, wherever he's at, you got to account for him. He'll do some stuff on his own that the defense doesn't account for, that you don't account for, and he'll just make plays. We've all seen the highlights diving over the pile. So you just got to always be alert for him. You see him creeping around, you got to know where he is. If he runs close to you, you got to take him.
And Mitchell, when you look back at the season, what have you learned the most?
I think it's just the preparation of it. If you take each week as itself and each day as itself, it doesn't seem as long. Looking back, you're kind of amazed that it's gone by already. Each day feels like a very long period of time, but when you look back, it feels like a really short period of time. So it's almost backwards. Each day feels like the marathon, and the whole season feels like the sprint. So it's kind of interesting how that works out.
And lastly, with this being the last game of the season, how great would it be to get a win? Because you guys are going to have a long off season, and that would be something great to build on moving forward.
Oh, yeah. I think it'll be huge. It's always big, playing Pittsburgh, beating Pittsburgh, being able to do it the last game of the year at Pittsburgh, having to be a season sweep for them. I think those are all huge things when it comes together and just make it all that much better.